Hey everyone, and welcome to the You Were Made For More podcast. Thank you so much for being with us. Our heart here yearns for teens to know that they are valued, loved, and created for a purpose. Currently, our culture is feeding the younger generation so many lies, telling them that they are defined by what others say about them, how they perform, what they have to offer to others, or even how they fit a certain image or a certain picture. The truth speaks of a completely different narrative. Our identities are found in one thing, and that one thing changes everything. Jesus. That's a powerful, transformative statement. When this idea gets from our heads to our hearts, it shifts how we live, what we believe, and how we do relationships with others. Our mission is to consistently speak about the abundant life that is freely offered to us, because we have seen and believe that when teenagers know what they are worth and whose they are, they will be more inclined to live for Jesus, following his commandments and walking in his ways. God says that you are valued, loved, and created for a purpose, and that changes everything. The You Were Made For More podcast hosts conversations on tough relational topics while connecting ideas about relationships, identity, and the gospel in profound ways that encourage critical thinking as we navigate the world around us. We aim to always point back to the hope that we have because we were made for more. Hi guys, and welcome to the You Were Made For More podcast. My name is Sammy Gallo. I'm your host. And today, in honor of May being the month of Mother's Day, we are having a great conversation with my good friend Jessie Danes about motherhood, discipleship, intentionality, and parenting. And essentially, like, we answer the question, what does it look like and how do we let God parent us before we place our feet on the ground in the morning and parent other people in our homes that have been entrusted to us? And I think that question is the highlight of the episode that I want you guys to resonate with, is how are you allowing God to parent you? Jessie is a registered nurse, a counselor. She has a master's in counseling. But right now, her current season of life looks like being a stay-at-home mom to her three little kiddos and homeschooling. And you'll hear her talk about how the Lord led her into that and called her into that and how it has blessed her. And we're also going to talk about what it has looked like to see her world shift as she entered into motherhood and how she has been intentional at looking at that through a lens of the gospel. I hope you enjoy my conversation with Jessie and love getting to know her. All right, Jessie. So I will give our listeners like a short intro of who you are and a biography of who you are, but I like to ask everyone who comes on the podcast to kind of give us a SparkNotes version of who you are in your own words. If you want to tell us your background, where we can find you on a daily basis, like what your life looks like in this season right now, just so they can get to know you a little bit.
Sure. Thanks for having me. I'm Jessie. I'm a little country bumpkin in southwestern Pennsylvania with three hooligans that I'm home with. AKA, I'm a stay-at-home mom right now. We really do live very rurally, but I love that. I grew up towards Harrisburg. I'm an only child, but also very much a country girl at heart. But yeah, so my background is I'm a registered nurse, so I worked in a peds ICU in oncology for a while. I also got my master's in counseling at one point, and then God sort of catapulted us into parenthood, my husband and I, and completely changed gears. And I'm at home now with a 5-year-old, 3-year-old, and an almost 1-year-old. And I love it. Most some days I want to pull my hair out, as I'm sure any mom and dad and caretaker understands. But I truly feel like that's what God has called us to. And yeah, we're going to be a homeschooling family, which is another big piece that we're figuring out right now.
That's so fun. Yeah, so for everyone who's listening, Jesse and I met when my husband Juan and I got married. We lived in Waynesburg, which is in southwestern PA. Very small town, as she mentioned. But we met through church there and started like a mom's group, and our oldest girls are friends and they still get to hang out, which is fun. But I've gotten to know her a little bit through the past few years, and we went through like the early, because our girls are what, they're like a few months apart, right?
Or I think they're a year apart, because Ophie's 6, isn't she?
Okay, yeah, she'll be 6 this year. But yeah, so they're, but they like through,
Baylin projects like towards older, like she is like a little bit mature, I feel like, for her age.
Yes, yeah. So we went through like the early stages of motherhood together. And like all the infant and baby and like the sleeping and all of the things you go through like as a first time parent. And like how to juggle that with being a Christian and being a wife and being like faithful and all of those things. I feel like we like had so many conversations about that. Mm-hmm. And when I went back to nursing school, Jesse was already a nurse and like walked with me through that season. So that's kind of how we became friends. And like I said, I've loved getting to know her in the past few years. She's a great and faithful mom and wife, and also a faithful follower of Jesus, which is kind of like what I look for when I ask someone to come on the podcast and talk about a topic, especially someone I know. Like sometimes we have guests that are just about like a topic and a cultural, like a hot cultural thing that's going on. So I ask them to come on and talk about it. But when it's someone who I'm friends with, it's really because I admire like how you live your life and how you follow Jesus. And I want other people to kind of like hear and gain some wisdom from that. So that's why Jesse's joining us today. But something I want to talk about, this podcast is going to be all about being a mom. May is Mother's Day month. As we know, we just celebrated it at the time of this recording, last Sunday. But really, this month on the blog and podcast, we're talking about moms and parenthood and how to do all of that faithfully. And that's what I asked Jesse to come on and talk about. So I want to ask you, Jesse, like as a mom, as a follower of Jesus, as someone who has like a psychology background and has really thought about these things from like a Christian lens and also a parenthood lens and like how we blend all of this stuff together, how do you kind of set the tone for your home? So how do you model things for your kids? What does discipline and prayer look like? Like, what does all of that look like for you? And how do those play into your mothering, if that makes sense?
It does make sense. And I think they all go, are incredibly intertwined. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those three topics, I think, really are centered on the mom. So, like, that's what it makes me think of, like, modeling, discipline, prayer, and really the way that you said it of, like, setting the tone. It really comes back to, and I've spent, like, a lot of time thinking about each of those. Yeah. So you mentioned, sorry, my thoughts are all jumbled a little bit, but sort of something that I'm super passionate about is the fact that faith and brain science can go together and do come together and are a big reason why I think I am such a strong Christian is because I think God has proved to me over and over again how science and the way that he made our brains to work just is beautifully interwoven into who he is and in scripture, and that they go together, right? Like science and God just continually to me show each other, like continue to come together and prove each other's existence in my brain. And like, so each of those topics, I feel like modeling discipline and prayer, right, comes back to like the first thing I think about is it's really how God is parenting you. And like a lot of it really starts with you. And yeah, like a question that my husband and I continually ask ourselves, and something that we have really set a pretty like lofty goal in, is like as we've gone along, is this idea of like, are we willing to lead where we're asking our kids to go, and are we willing to do the quote hard and uncomfortable things so that our children don't have to? And what I mean by that is like, right, especially little kids, like they're so impressionable. What you are willing to do is so important in setting the tone. So like in discipline, if I want them to have a relationship with the Lord, they are watching every little thing I do, right? So it has to start with me. I have to be the leader. And I say that in the most humble way with a giant cup of grace, right? Like, we have to be willing to sort of do the internal work first if we're ever going to expect our kids to be able to pick up on that. So, yeah, like one of the things that I focus on a lot first, even for myself as a mom, is one of the first questions I ask myself is like, am I letting God parent me? Am I spending time with him? Am I praying? And right, that goes hand in hand with a lot of grace because, right, so I have a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old. That means I don't sleep a lot sometimes, and the days are crazy and chaotic. And right, like I'm dragging myself out of bed, and sometimes I feel like I can't even read a sentence, right, if I open my Bible. I think it's just coming back to that goal of like, am I spending time with the Lord? And I think in parenthood, it looks a lot different than maybe it did before you were a parent. So like, I listen to scripture a lot.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, or like, right, starting and leading with myself. I'm trying to teach, I mean, I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old that one of my goals is like, I want them to hear me praying. So like, when I'm struggling, sort of the ways that I challenge myself is like, I will pray out loud. Like, if you walk into my home, I could very potentially be literally praying out loud, God, I'm so mad right now. Please give me the patience and the love for my children. Like, and saying that out loud. Yeah. And inviting them.
I think that's like so valid because I was gonna, like, we had this conversation with our small group that we're a part of every week, which is like a bunch of either young couples or like young families with small kids, and someone asked the question, like, what are you doing to feed your soul this week? And I was like, to be honest, I like a lot of the times do not have time to like sit down and read my Bible, right? Which is like when you have this perception of what like your quiet time should be like, or if you think back to what it was like when I was like 23 and didn't have any kids, it's like I would get up early and like read my Bible and journal and like have a lot of
For
time.
hours, I would do that
Yes.
for hours.
Yes. And now it's like, I'm lucky if I wake up, like, I even wake up before my kid, but it's like most days somebody is up earlier than I think they're gonna be up, or like something, like it just doesn't work out. So I like listen, have this app that I listen to, just like scripture being read. And that's like what my quiet time is. And then like I pray. And that's what my like time is that day, So it's like whatever you can do in that season to model spending time with the Lord, like hearing his heart, like that's what what is important. It's not like does it look the same as it used to, or does it look like what somebody else's time looks like? It's like what are you doing really to feed your soul, every day, and like model that for your kids, So I want to ask you, going off of that, like you said you're at home now, you have three little ones who you're with all day, every day, you're homeschooling, and that's like how you spend your days. You also, prior to becoming a mom, had a lot of passions and gifts that God has given you. You were a nurse, and you went, like you mentioned, you went to school for counseling as well. Are there any ways, right? Because this is something like I have a lot of conversations with younger women who are either like having babies or like thinking about having kids, and they struggle with the idea of like sacrificing things as a mom. Can you talk to me a little bit about like what that has looked like in your life? What sacrifices have you made? And the important part, like how have you seen blessing come out of that? Because I think like it's very valid to recognize, like as moms, as dads, as a parent of any type, you make sacrifices, right? But something we don't talk about a lot is like, how do you see God bless that? So I want you to hit on that too, just so we see that a little bit.
Absolutely. I think that is the crux of being a parent. I've definitely struggled with even some of like what you just mentioned, like being a nurse. I had very big dreams. Well, and I shouldn't say had. Really feel like they've just morphed, and I'll explain. And there have been definitely times where I've like grieved that, like, right, I feel there's such a strong call to be home and to be homeschooling. And when my husband and I were making that decision and praying about it and asking those hard questions, it was really coming face to face with, okay, this will be it. Like, I will not work as a nurse or as a counselor in the way that maybe I once had thought I would. But I don't re so like I definitely feel like I grieved that in some way, particularly in the way that our culture sort of views those things. And right, so like I come from a background where very much the idea of like being a homemaker was never, never. I literally don't even think I knew what it was. Like, it just
Yeah,
has been.
it's like very taboo. I've like, especially for our generation, I feel like it.
Or like homeschooling was never something I even
No.
knew was really a thing.
Right.
And so this idea really since my daughter was born just has sh completely shook my world, to be totally honest. But so like I say all that, I truly feel like nursing and counseling and all those quote unquote professional things that I could call myself. Like, I think about this all the time. Every hour that I've spent investing in those things has not been wasted. It has absolutely been used. And I'm so thankful for all the time that I invested in those areas and like the way that I can parent my children now. Like I wish I could put it in better words. Like I use those skills literally every day, and I think they make me a better mom. And I am so passionate about our home and the culture of our home, and I think that I can do that to a degree where I get to use every single thing that I've learned to pour into these precious little hearts that God has entrusted me with is the greatest joy. And I think that's just sort of the paradox of the gospel, right? Like, where this is where Jesus has asked me to take up my cross. And I get to experience that paradox of joy and sacrifice that I think that he's made us for and that he led the way in. And there's just something about loving someone more than yourself that, again, like I feel like God made our hearts for that. And that I have really found myself in the sacrifice of being home and the hard and mundane things of motherhood. Like, I don't know, that's where true life is has been found for me. Like, this is what I feel like God made me to do, and I just didn't know it.
Yes, and I think that's like that's such a like I think your point about like God doesn't waste anything, right? So like all the passions and the gifts he gave you that you used before motherhood, like he's still using all of those things just in a different way. But I think where people get tripped up is like we have to let him do that in our lives. Like if we're just like bitter about the season we're in of like changing 100 diapers a day and like washing the dishes, like we're not gonna see that, you know. But when like you really are like in tune with God and your relationship with him, like you'll notice little moments in the day where like you're able to still use those gifts that he gave you just for your kids, which is like one of the best things that you can ever do, you know, as a human, I feel like is like love your kids well. That's like the way they're gonna learn about who Jesus is and how he loves them, and like he's gonna use you to do that. So I think that's, yeah, that's a good, I wanted to have that conversation because it's like so much of the narrative around motherhood is like, well, just wait till once you have kids. Like you're not gonna be able to do that. Your life basically like halts in a way, right? Once you have kids. And it does, it changes like drastically and astronomically in ways you cannot imagine, you know?
Yeah, and I think that again, it goes back to like I remember Josh and I talking about this after we had Baylin, our oldest. It goes back to like your relationship with the Lord, I think, and allowing God to parent you. Because if you're not connected to him in that way, it's going, and like I say this, and absolutely it's still hard. Like, but if the, like he sacrifices in those ways for me, he washes my quote unquote like dirty, stanky feet, and you know, like it, like I'm thinking of John 15, like, or sorry, that scripture reference.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think I am, because then comes the scripture about the vine. Yeah, right, like Jesus' is sacrifice for us, and if we're not connected to his sacrifice for us and that he, you know, like is parenting us in those ways, it's impossible to do that for our kids with joy. And or to find life in that. So I think a lot of it goes back to your internal work and your relationship with the Lord. That literally has to be done like every day. But
yeah, and it can be like, so something that I started doing at the beginning of the year is like I said, I get up before my kids, but most days, but like before my feet, you know, because your like alarm is on your phone. Like, these are just real life things. Your alarm is on your phone. So like, it goes off and automatically you're like, oh, who texted me? Who, like, it's like impossible. I really like admire people who have like a real alarm clock and don't keep their phone in their room. But
I need to like, do that. I really need to do that.
I know, but I'm just like not that person. Like, my phone is beside my bed. It's my alarm. Like, and like, that's the first thing you see when you wake up. So I've like trained myself. I would say 5 out of 7 mornings, I'm very intentional about like shutting my alarm off. And like, I lay in bed for a few seconds and like before my feet even like touch the floor, because I'm like a go-go. Like, once I'm up, like, it's like there are things to be done, you know?
Quite literally, once your feet hit the floor.
Yes. Yeah, so it's like literally before my feet hit the floor, I'm like, it's like a minute where I'm just like, God, would you like be with me in everything I do today? Like, help guide me to things that are important. And if something's not important and I think it is, help me to like be at peace with the fact that like that isn't actually what I'm supposed to be doing, you know? And help me to be positive and just like be aware of how you're with me. And that's like how I have tried to start my days, and it has made, I feel like, most days a huge difference.
Absolutely.
Like, in it, so it can be that simple, you know? Yeah. It's like,
I don't think it's, yeah, I guess that's a good point. It's not these big things. I really think it's like literally 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, or like, so this is the mindset that, so you, one of your questions that you asked me is like a practical way.
Yes, that was going to be my next question. Go ahead, you can answer.
Well, and so my number one answer, I am the queen of practicality. I have done, I read things, I think about things, I mull over things, like I change our systems all the time. But this is the number one thing that I feel like has really changed the mindset for me in the mundane things, is invite your kids into it. Like, so even so, we're talking about like time with the Lord. Some days I don't read my Bible because someone is screaming for me at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
But at breakfast every day, unless there's like an emergency or something's terribly wrong, we in some way, shape, or form read the Bible together. We do it together. Or before bed, whatever, that 5 minute, like, and it doesn't have to be a huge thing. And a lot of times it's what I need. We read a psalm, we read something out of a storybook Bible, we memorize a verse, and it's most of the time what I need to hear.
Yeah.
We pray together, and I'm, I mean, developmentally appropriately honest with what I'm struggling with, and I invite my kids into it. Or even on a practical level, now I think there's an, like, once your kids hit, like, 3, I feel like you kind of just have to survive until then, but, like I have been able to, like, one of my big struggles with for a while has been like, even on a very practical level, like, how do I do the dishes? Like, how do I do the laundry? How do I keep our home functioning? How do I create, like, and I mean, really what's been working for the past 2 years or so, once my kids have like gotten to the point where I felt like we could do this, is they do it with me. We do it together. And there's discipline involved in that sometimes. But like, if I think they're capable of doing it, a lot of times I'm going to ask them to do it with me. We unload the dishwasher together. If we're having a hard time, like with independent play, like we do, sometimes I make it fun or whatever, like who can get their laundry to the washing machine first. You know, who can reach it? Let's see how tall you've grown. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I think that's like, so I literally had this conversation with Ovi last week, I feel like. Because, like, some days it's just like you have to get things done, you know, like there are responsibilities to happen. And she was like not feeling it that day. Like, she was like, I want to do something fun. Like, I want to play. And I was like, Ovi, we all live in this house. We've been given this house. We work hard for this house. We need to take care of it. Like, this is what it looks like to be responsible for what you've been given, and to be thankful for what you've been given is to take care of that. And it was like such a large conversation.
Yep,
Like,
always is.
but like, I'm like, it, that's very real. Like, it teaches them life lessons, you know, in that like repetition, like every week when you have to do chores, like it just like is humbling every time, because I'm like, haven't we had this conversation for the past 50 weeks, probably.
I know.
Okay, so my last question for you is, I feel like we could talk about this forever, but my last question for you is, who or what has influenced your motherhood the most, and what's been your biggest takeaway from that?
Yeah, that's a good question. And then I could talk about it forever. All these questions I could.
I know.
But yeah, so actually my first answer, my first thought in this, I literally wrote down the little girl inside of me. Right, so my background's in counseling, so this kind of touches on that and a lot of the internal work that I feel like God has done in my life. But a lot of times my inspiration in parenting is really what I feel like little Jessie needed or still needs, and like digging into that with the Lord. And then the second thing I thought of was, and I've felt this way my whole life, like I've always been able to notice this and feel passionate about it, is like the discrepancies between, like literally my next answer was like the Bible. Like this, like when I read scripture and I see the discrepancy between God's word and like culture, like I just feel so passionate about teaching my kids in the ways that are truly going to bring them life. Instead of like one example is, I don't know, like I've always just been so sick of the pressure and busyness in our culture today. And like that isn't the way of the Lord, of like life comes from Him, and like the rhythms of life come from Him, and it doesn't have to. I don't know. I don't know if you can follow my train of thought, but like one intentional way that I'm trying to parent, and Josh and I are trying to parent, is like developing habits of rest and not just doing things because it's an achievement, like extracurriculars or whatever. Because our kids are getting a little bit older now, that's becoming a thing of. Like what truly gives us life and doesn't just look good, you know? Or even if it's the harder way, like we're not gonna live just for what's convenient and instantly gratifying, right? We're gonna choose to do what is right and true and good. Anyway, so like the discrepancy in scripture and like what culture lives out has always been a big fire in my belly in a way. Of like I really want to live the way that God has designed us to, and like in the nitty-gritty details, what does that look like, and how do I keep pursuing that? Because I think that that is the way that brings true life, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. And I think, like, I am so inclined. And I think, like, our culture does this too. Like, we want to, like, read an outline in a book about, like, how to do. And it's like, there is no book that has all besides the Bible, you know? But it's like, we so often look to, like, other sources to answer those questions for us. But I think, like, everything you've said is so true. Like, the more you are in tune with God and His Word and what the Bible says, like, the more fruitful your motherhood's gonna be, the more enjoyable it's going to be, even on the hard days and the mundane days. Like, He is with us in all of those, and the more you're in tune with what he says about those things, the easier it is to see those. When we, like, lose sight of what the Bible says and who God is, and we focus on ourselves and the hustle and the achievement and everything else happening, like, that's when motherhood starts to feel like a burden, you know? And like God is not with us in it, if that makes sense. So everything you said is so true. Like, the Bible is, like, the first source for where we should go for that.